Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. President Trump, on a tweet, said there will be no transgenders that will serve in the U.S. military. That's the headline. In one moment, Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon has more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The president sent out a tweet. It said, no transgenders can serve in the military. But can you give us, from the military perspective, what is a definition of transgender as it relates to the military?
Well, clearly, it's somebody that has a gender dysphoria. They're unhappy with their biological sex. As a result, they want to change, either from being a man to being a woman or being a woman into being a man. There's an interesting piece in one of the magazines by Dr. Paul McHugh out of Johns Hopkins, who is a psychiatrist. And his conclusion, and I think it's important here, you can feminize a man or you can masculinized woman, but you can't change their DNA. You can't change what they were originally created to be. It's interesting further that those that, you know, may make a decision that they want to change their gender will inevitably, 4 out of 5, reverse that decision. Unfortunately, we have people that are pushing an agenda that could care less about the impact it has for the likes of the U.S. military.
Let me ask a bottom-line question, Bob. Do the transgenders help or harm the military mission?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they harm because they attack basically the cohesion, the trust and confidence of small units where you don't know whether or not there's a sexual interest, because you can't tell from their exterior what they're thinking and what they might do. This just doesn't follow.
Colonel Bob McGinnis at the Pentagon with details about transgenders serving in the military. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. When President Trump tweeted out his plan for no transgenders in the military, those opposed to this policy began to push back on the president. In fact, that tweet has started a national debate on the issue. My purpose in this report is not to give my opinion. However, what does God's Word have to say about the issue? In Paul's statement on this type of an issue, which is found in Romans chapter 1, and it's talking about changing God's plan for humankind in sexual orientation. Jesus said in Luke chapter 17 and verse 28 that his return to earth would happen when abnormal sexual activity is taking place and, in fact, is increasing in its activity. That is happening today, which is preparing for the Lord's return. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...